mistook it for Chewie.
No, no, the guinea pig.
No, the beetle. Oh, okay.
Ringo.
Yeah, my rat.
See, nothing ever happens to me.
My rat died of rabies.
Nothing ever happens to me. This rat's gonna go.
It's Chewie.
I think after this one, I'll question.
What?
After this one, the next
we
one.
We just learned how to play our instruments for the fucking casing. Time. What do you say?
After this next song.
She hates us now.
No.
Oh, you gotta split?
It's 10:20,
yeah.
Guys.
Is it really?
Well, I'm
hardcore, man.
Yes. Yes, we are hardcore, but I might be in favor of leaving before 11:30. I know that you find my easing myself to music like this irritating, but remember that tomorrow morning. Let me show you something, my friend.
Thank you.
problem with it.
As King Crimson liked to say, we're ugly, we sound like shit, let's turn up!
Are you sure that wasn't the wrong instance?
What?
Nothing. I like King Crimson.
Hey, you too. This week on COVID Impossible, Mayor Gavin Newsom promises to clean up the streets, but there's one rat he hasn't recognized.
I know she's going to leave. It's 10:14.
You just got here.
A little battery. My battery's running low.
Give you an idea. I only recently realized that my art clock will actually tell me the time. This says 10:15. If you want to go till 10:30, I'm cool with that. I mean, really, if it wasn't for this rehearsal tomorrow and the fact that I want to read a 130-page script before I go to bed, I'd probably be into playing until 11:30. But as I said, I'll be acting in this play on the 27th, and then that headache will be behind us. I can focus totally and exclusively on music.
No, that's no problem at all. I have no idea. this room that in reality, in real reality, I know almost nothing about. It's playing pool. I've probably spent between Tuesday and today, I've probably spent more time hitting pool balls with a pool cue than I have my entire previous life. In some ways, this space is a little grungier than the other one on Hate Street, but just can't beat the advantage of being able to set up my own kit.
Oh no, that's important. That's very important. Not to mention you've got some good history behind it.
I mean, even for tomorrow, although I'm happy to in the short term, you know, just to give ourselves more playing time. I'll spend one day a week working with another kid, but even tomorrow I'll probably take my own snare and hi-hats.
Yeah, I'm no more what this is. I've got a backpack. I'm taking this with me. I've got stuff I can play here. I got stuff I can...
But it was just so nice to know that I could come here today, you know?
Can I sit behind your
chair? Oh, heck yeah! You know, there's a number of things that on it that need to be repaired, but it's a god-wonderful kit, and this is the first time I've had money in, like, 3 years, so...
I want a hi-hat like this.
The cymbals? You like those cymbals? They're nice.
I want a hi-hat like what this is, though. This is just a really basic, I've got one, but it's heavy duty. It's like, god damn, it's heavy. And I like this, you know.
Very basic.
Yes.
I used to actually tune that small tom-tom to a considerably higher pitch. But I don't think that I'm gonna do that again, because I like the distinction between the two kits. With you have these tuned to higher tones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got some stuff here. You can go low muscle here. This has got to be about a. This looks almost like a 10 by, looks awful big for 9 by 13.
Yeah, I hate to admit that it's been so long since I got it that I've actually forgotten the size, but I have.
It was awful big for that. But yet it don't quite look like a 10, it looks like a 10 by... This is 8.
Right.
It's 8 by 12. I've got another tom. It's a 9 by 13. I bet that's about 10 by... That could be 10 by 14. And your floor tom's a monster.
God.
This almost looks 18 by 18.
Actually, a couple of the... See, I have emotional attachment to... some of these stickers I could get rid of, and I've thought of taking some of them off just because I'm not attached to them. But some of these I have real attachment to.
Oh,
this Grateful Dead sticker. Oh my god. The Grateful Dead sticker was given to me by a girlfriend so many years ago. Oh my god.
If you're attached to the stickers, I wouldn't take them off.
It might have been 30. It might have been 30 years ago when she gave me that sticker. And then I also got in here the actual like all access. These guys have a right to be here. Don't fuck with them. Sticker from when. The band Body Rhythm that I play in closed the Hate Street Fair in 99. Some of those stickers I'm highly attached to. At it during all of the hours that we'll be rehearsing here, which I'm hoping it will be quite many in the future. So yeah, you know, that symbol really saw its last days many days ago, but it does still make sound if I hit it, and since I won't have the money to get new ones until Tuesday, I thought I would just give it a last go.
Still use it.
Pardon?
You can still use it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like me, I've got about four symbols. I call them my trash.
As long as it'll still make a usable sound.
Oh yeah.
I say use it, but I do need some new ones. Just something that I love about the sound of this bass drum.
Yeah, I was liking it too.
I realize it even more when I'm not playing it. And I'm hearing you play. I'm like, damn, I'm not imagining that. That does sound nice.
And not only did it sound nice, but I've got mine cushioned, muffled, and you don't.
Right.
And I'm really impressed.
Right, and I'm usually big on that. You notice even with a small tom-tom, When its muffler broke off, I taped a piece of fucking foam on there. And I got the muffler turned up a little on this one. But I've never had to do that with the bass drum.
Yeah, this sounds damn good. Because when you were, that's what I was looking at. I thought, God, you have this thing, you have it muffled, but you don't.
Right.
I always say there's nothing like hearing your kit.
Right.
When somebody else plays
right.
it, then right. you get an idea of what it sounds
what
like.
What it actually sounds like.
Thank you.
Pardon?
If your phone is turned off. Tomorrow,
my
Valerie
phone
is going to call us.
My phone is dead.
And then all of a
just
sudden.
Just remember that after 10 it locks.
I did remember
you
that
can't come
at
back.
A certain point.
I know you did, but you didn't read the precepts, the 9 precepts of the law of emergent being in the plane of existence. Like, get the fuck out. I thought it was funny he numbered all the rules, but Chloe pointed out how thoughtful it was of him to spell out what you can and can't do just so everybody knows, especially after your last experience.
As a compromise, I will say let's play one more song, which you had already kind of suggested anyway.
Nobody cares.
And then
it's Friday night. They won't care. It's Friday night. We have till 11:30.
Yes, but
well, he's got some stuff he needs to do.
I have to be at a rehearsal at 10:30 tomorrow.
No.
I have a script that's over 125 pages long. It really does matter. Oh, she left her amp. Did she know that?
Probably where she's going to use it the most.
Yeah, but it's not where she's going to use it tomorrow.
No, she should have it tomorrow. Can you leave it in your Jeep, Danny? Is there room for it?
What if we put it in the back?
Oh, yeah. Righteous.
Where you can't see it. Anyway.
Then nobody has to carry it.
But
if
I'm
you,
not,
if
I'm she, I'm not, she's not going to see me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Danny's not going to be
right,
there tomorrow. But.
I'll just keep it with my car.
Anyway, if you'll be cool about just playing one more song and letting me quit to get to the script tonight, I will absolutely get you a free ticket to this play.
I'm gonna be uncool, man.
Pardon?
I'm gonna be uncool.
You're going to be what?
Uncool.
What do you mean?
You told me if I'd be cool, I'd get something.
Oh. Well, if you will agree to it. You can okay, how about this? You can insult me all you want, but if you agree to our plan, I'll still
oh,
get
well now you're talking.
I'll still get you a free ticket. In fact, if you want them, I'll give both of you guys free tickets. I'm acting in a play on the 27th at the Arts Center. All right, let's roll. One more tune, and we'll cruise. Oh, you want to, there are no hi-hats here. What am I going to do without hi-hats? Okay.
At last, we finally get to play one another's kids.
Oh,
he
was playing it
for
a while
while
you were playing it for a while you were gone. And I was glad because I got to hear it. It's different. You heard it, but you're not going to. Let's roll.
fast one, and then let's get out of here. Can't do it?
I really need
okay.
to get this.
Get out of here.
You know, I mean, I hate to do this, guys, but...
Yeah, well, you're coming tomorrow, so...
I would also hate to walk out on stage on the 27th and say, fuck, I knew these lines better when we did this, but...
I know, you've done it before.
So what do? We just leave this right here?
No.
Secret Service man, bunny, block, or rabbit, Finn. This rodent is not my friend.
It goes on. It ends with the chorus of the Secret Service men's and the historian and the president. I doubt that Glenn Daniel appreciated my posting it on the comments of this blog and in a very heated discussion about Israel and Palestine.
About what?
Very heated and bitter discussion about Israel and Palestine.
Oh, God.
The siege of Gaza. But I was just so sick of reading page after page of the same shit. But I figured Bunny Fang was about as useful as any of them.
Oh, right.
And a thick cloud of mist streamed into my eyes.
Yes. And certainly, as you know, it is true that I did this play before, but it has been several months since we did the play the last time. And although I was relieved when I read the script the other day at how close, although I'm emphasizing the word close here.
Hey, these are all words I know.
I could have come, you know, even, like,